The fantastic Gino there by Dex's Midnight Runners, one of our homegrown bands in this region. And that song was co-written by Kevin Al Archer, former guitarist with Dex's, who now lives in Cradley Heath. For 50 fab things to do at 50, how about releasing a record? After he left Dex's, Kevin formed a band called Blue Ox Babes. And now, 20 years after they disbanded, a record label has decided to release the Blue Ox Babes album, Apples and Oranges. And Kevin's with me now in the studio. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, Joe.
Now, first of all, this is called 50 Fab Things to Do at 50 every Wednesday on Mornings with Joanne Malian. How did you celebrate your 50th?
I just went to my neighbour's and we did some karaoke. And that was on the evening. During the day, they cooked me breakfast and we celebrated like that. Just simple, really.
That's nice, though, with your friends.
Yes.
What better way to celebrate your 50th? Were you nervous about turning 50, Kevin? How big a milestone is it for you?
I think I turned 50 about 10 years ago.
Really? So you feel older?
I felt older, actually, yeah, to be honest, yeah. I felt it when I was 40, you know, I really did. Started just, because previous to that, I'd done a lot of travel all around Europe, and I lived in Germany for 3 years. So I've been very active. And then suddenly when I hit 40, I started to slow down. And 50, God, it's worse.
And you've done a lot of travelling. You've ended up in Cradley Heath. How long have you been there?
I've always lived there.
Oh, so you've always lived
Always lived there. But it was my mum's house. You know, she left it when she died in 2005.
So you've been off and around the world and came back to your home?
Yeah.
Gosh. Now, I often think of Dex's Midnight Runners being a Birmingham band, but the lead singer, Kevin Rowland, was from Wolverhampton. Where did the band consider themselves from?
Well, just based in Birmingham, because they were basically from all over.
Because you used to rehearse in Birmingham, is that
right?
Yeah,
we did, yeah.
And you sounded like nothing like other bands at the time. Where did the sound and the image come from for Dex's Midnight Runners?
It was Kevin Rowland's idea. I was in a group called the Killjoys with Kevin Rowland, and one day the group split from him, and he said to me, I'm forming a new group and it's all going to be brass, you know, a brass section involved. And then to people at that particular point, it was a stupid idea, do you know what I mean, because there's no one doing that at all. It was at odds with everything. And so we came out with it, you know, we rehearsed for 8 months, got brass players in from adverts in the paper. And that Dex's was formed.
Fab, sort of big band sound. Now, you co-wrote this song I just played, Gino.
Yeah.
How long did that take? Do you remember the experience of writing that?
Yeah, I did. It was just immersing ourselves in records by Gino Washington, a great soul singer in the 60s. He was American, but he came over to the UK, and he had his own brand of soul. And Kevin Rowland pointed him out to me. He said, Gino Washington, you know, he's a great singer. I'd never heard of him, you know.
No, I've never heard of him.
No, and it was really good what he did, you know. He was kind of, he got his own brand of soul, and he had a particularly good live show. Do you know what I mean? And so...
What's it like when you have a hit song like that, though?
Well, it passes you by really quickly, I think.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, people were saying to me, what did it feel like to be number one? I never even celebrated.
Why?
I don't know. It was just that kind of group. It was a very serious, po-faced group. You know, you got Kevin Rowland going, don't do this, don't do that, you know, don't speak to him. We couldn't speak to... When we went to Top of the Pops, we couldn't speak to people. You know,
just because Kevin told you not to?
Told us not to. Couldn't speak to anybody.
So you're saying you didn't enjoy it at all?
I didn't enjoy it at all, no.
Good grief.
No, it's very sad.
So you did not enjoy being in Dex's Midnight Runners?
I enjoyed being in Dex's. It was great for the writing experience and all that kind of thing.
But I remember you on Top of the Pops. You looked like you were enjoying it.
Well, we did. We enjoyed the music. The music was the main thing, really. But all the other politics around it, you know, mixing with other groups and all that kind of stuff, was totally taboo with Dex's. Do you know what I mean? We wanted to keep it insular. Do you know what I mean? An insular kind of experience. Do you know what I'm saying, Joe?
Yeah.
So, from that point of view, it was a different group. It was a very strange group.
So you didn't kind of have the pop star lifestyle?
No. We went to Top of the Pops in a van. 12 of us got in a 12-seater minibus and went to Top of the... And they got us a big car and we refused it. Do you know what I mean? It was stupid.
Do you regret that, looking back? You should have had champagne and been in a limo.
I would have loved that now.
Yeah. Oh,
I would have
dear.
Appreciated it now. But at the time, you know, it's silly, you know, it's just silly. Just nerves, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just...
Now, as I said, you recently turned 50. Wednesday's on Mornings with Jermaine and his 50 fab things to do at 50. And you're about to release an album that's been in the can for 20 years. So I'm going to hear a song off it now. It's your band was Blue Ox Babes and the album is Apples and Oranges. And the track you've chosen is?
Could Have Been Love. And this is dedicated to Sophie King, who's just recovering from a hernia.
And how old is she?
She's 11.
Oh, this is for Sophie.